Hi, how's it going? My name's Ruben Nino, and I post cringe. Do the thing. So, how's it going? How's life? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm just kidding, I'm not one of those guys. I'm just normal cringe, I swear. Let's open this up with something relatively interesting. Last time we started off, it was like kind of serious. Here's one that's funny, I guess. Is it just me? Or do you guys not get white superiority? Because I really fucking don't. You're really gonna sit there, Mr. White Pride tatted on the back of your arms, you're really gonna sit there and tell me that you're the superior race? Alright, dunk a basketball. I mean, shit, I got some verts. I dare you to go out into the sun for more than 2 hours without turning to a tomato. I dare you. You can't do it, can you? That's because you don't got melanin, son. You're telling me you're the superior race? I mean, fuck. Granted, we're all living in your system, so you kind of have a heads up. But you're telling me blue-eyed, blonde-haired people, they're the master race? You fucking serious? You fucking kidding me? You think though? Man, I know 4 foot Mexicans who can jump higher than all you 6 foot two fucking white boys. You kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? I'd spend the whole 20 minutes roasting your ass, boy. You fucking kidding me? You think you're the master? Dude, what the whoop-de-fucking-do? You steal trends from other cultures to make them cool, and you think you're the superior race? What? Name your favorite white football player who isn't a quarterback or a running back or an O-lineman. My favorite white player strictly is Tyler Higbee. Go Rams. Aaron Donald's my overall favorite player. He's a fucking dog. He's a dog. He's a fucking dog, you know? Because it's Aaron fucking Donald. This ring light right here. I'm getting this glare in my glasses. I don't know if it's because I'm I haven't cleaned them in forever. But it's really getting in there, and it's kind of bugging me. Anyway, shit, I can't even remember what I was going to talk about. I had like a whole thing. You OG listeners / watchers, you probably know that I have like a pad and notebook that I have topics for to talk about. Don't know where it is. I don't want to go get a new one. And what to talk about, you know? How about this? Jake Paul got fucking raided by the FBI. Are you kidding me? Weapons seized? Oh my God. What a fucking tool. I mean, like, come on. You're a different kind of a scumbag if you're going to be like raided by the FBI. You know what I'm saying? I want to get super big posting these shitty cringe videos on YouTube. Get super big. Like a couple million subscribers, you know what I mean? I want to get mad big. Mad big. Just so I can be in YouTube beef. Like, fuck it, I'm 20 years old. Dude, I'll be in some fucking YouTube beef. I want to box Jake Paul. I'll rip that fucking kid's head off. Are you kidding me? Ugh, I want to box KSI. I'll bully him for that English accent. You fucking kidding me? Nah, but for real, I how big do you got to be to box other YouTubers? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I want to get there real fucking quick. Fuck it, dude. I'll box like fucking... What's his fucking name? The dude with the beard. The one that's always like, let's get right. You know that guy? I think... What is his fucking name? It'll come to me. It'll come to me eventually. I'd box the fuck out of that guy. He's just kind of a bully. You know what I'm trying? How big do I have to get in just regular podcasting to box other podcasters? Because honestly, I'm not saying I could beat him up. But I would love to go into the ring with Joe Rogan. Are you kidding me? Dude, just a chance to, like, shake his hand. Go on the Joe Rogan Experience, you fucking kidding me? I wouldn't mind it. Fuck. It'd be pretty nice. But goddamn, dude, I'd love to get into some YouTube beef and just beat the shit out of somebody. Box them. Not assault them. Box them. Difference. Legally, I have to say there is a difference. man. I wouldn't mind being so rich that I could pay people to box. I don't know. Maybe not Jeff Bezos rich, because then there's too much societal pressure on me to like do the right thing. I don't want to do that. I'll be honest, dude. If there's the choice between saving the planet and buying 15 houses, each of them for like a $50 million and still be a billionaire, I'll be honest. I'm taking the fucking houses. Even though I can only live at one at a time. I'm taking the houses. Or, you know, at least keep enough for me to live on. Put the rest in the bank for the next, like, 12 generations to live on. But they'll be raised like I was raised. You know what I'm saying? You speak back, you get your ass whooped. Well, I mean, that's kind of child abuse now. Where was Child Protective Services when I was a kid getting my ass kicked? Who knows? They didn't come to those neighborhoods. Policing them, they don't fuck around in those neighborhoods. Are you fucking kidding me? Hell. Not gonna lie. If I had the chance to be a billionaire, I'm buying businesses. Maybe not through actual acquisitions. You know, like I'm not gonna walk into Microsoft Home Office and throw like a cool couple billy down and be like, hey, I want Microsoft. No. You have to make your money make money. I'll repeat that again. You have to make money. You have to make your money make money. How do you do this? You might be asking. Ruben, you fucking idiot. You're broke as shit right now. Correct. But that's because a very large chunk of my money goes into stock investments. And that's how I would buy companies if I was a billionaire. I'm not going to walk in and buy Microsoft. I'm going to buy a billion shares of Microsoft. That way, technically that is owning it, you know. I'll just buy all those shares. Next thing you know, my money's making money from dividends. And then I'm in shareholder meetings. I'll control what the next Xbox looks like. You fucking kidding me? Me. Ruben Alejandro J. Nino. Oh no. that's gonna hold on. Do you guys ever get, if you're a Mac user, do you guys ever get that notification on your Mac saying that all your windows are going to be closed because you're fucking not doing anything on them? Like, I'll literally be downloading something and it's a hefty download. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a hefty download. It'll probably take like 5-10 minutes. And then I'm just don't look at anything for a while and fucking, it's fucking gone. What's the deal with MacBook? Just kidding. I'm not that kind of guy. But for real, what the fuck is the deal with MacBooks doing that? It kind of pisses me off. Apple, I love you. Fix it. I don't have macOS Big Sur, but please, fix it. God, I want Big Sur so bad. I am such a tech guy, dude. I love technology. I love numbers. Speaking of numbers, smooth transition there. Speaking of numbers, I've been looking at the analytics for the show, and for my listeners, because on YouTube I'm not doing so hot, for my listeners, we've broadened our horizons. You think I didn't know about you guys? Come on, I check them like once a month. We got people from Ireland. We got people from Australia. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. You know what to do. I think I saw one from Romania. I can't remember what other country. I think it was in South America. And then like 98% of my listeners are from the United States. Shout out to the guy from Alabama. Or girl. Or Zim, Zer. I respect you. Love you. Thanks for the support. I don't know what to say after that. Got all heartfelt. It was fucking corny. It was corny. Speaking of corny, I've been dropping these super corny beats on SoundCloud. Link in the description below. I've been dropping these mad corny beats on SoundCloud. I'm getting some clout. Just saying. Your boy's gonna be teaming up with 21 Savage later this year. Nah, just kidding. Pranked you. But they're super corny. You should listen to them. They're hilarious. I learned this recently. I can't rap or freestyle to save my left testicle. Can't do it. I've tried. There have been nights when I sit in my bedroom on my desk. I'll just write shit down for a good 2 hours, 3. And I just can't do it. Can't go on the beat. Doesn't match the vibe, I feel. And I really like those like boom bap 80s feels. Sorry. I really like that feel, you know what I mean? And I'll try to get on that, you know, kind of like a MF Doom. I love MF Doom. Be honest, copy his whole flow all the time. I'll try and do shit like that. Can't do it. Can't do it. Won't do it. Maybe it's because I'm half white. That might be it. Might be genetics. That might be what's wrong with me. Too much of me is white. I'm disgusted with myself. I gotta stop hitting this vape so much, dude, honestly. I recently got health insurance. I got health insurance. And the very first question they asked me, have you used tobacco products in the last X amount of days?
Yep.
But obviously, because I don't want to pay, you know, fuckload of cash, I said, no, ma'am. No, I don't smoke. Little did they know, I smoke like a motherfucking chimney. I'd be on that weed. I'd be on that tobacco. Shit. Maybe even a nebulizer. Just so I can blow some fat clouds. Know what I'm saying? Whole lot of gang shit. I love it when white kids post on like their story or their Insta or shit like that, and they're speaking in Ebonics. It's so fucking funny to me. Or they walk up, post on their stories, what's up? Whole lot of gang shit. No. By the way, this real gang sign. You see it? See it? I'm a beauty vlogger. You sure it? Real gang sign. That's the Sureños. Sureños for, you know, Maykel. You know, we them dogs. Just kidding. I'm not a Sureño dog. I'm not a Norteño either. Please don't fucking hurt me. Don't rat me out. 6'9", looking ass. 2+2, not knowing what the fuck it is, looking ass. Moment of silence for the lost ones. Anyway. I don't know how long we've been recording. I forgot to put the time on the recorder. I say the recorder. It's my Mac. I'm recording in Logic. Anyway. I don't know how long we've been going. This might feel a little short. Might be a little longer than usual. Anyway. This has been the Nino Show. Check out the links in the description below. There's my merch store. Cop that shit. There's a link to donate to Arkansas Children's. If you want to check that out for me, do me a huge solid. That'd be really good. But yeah. We're going to go ahead and we're going to roll the end credits. Remember to like, comment, subscribe if you're on YouTube. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, go ahead and just hit that subscribe button and leave a little review. If you like it, just give it a 5 stars. If you fucking hate my guts, if you think this podcast is actually trash, leave it 5 stars. And then don't subscribe. Just so I can have the clout. Thank you.